This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with news, the headlines first. CPN UML and CPN Mao Center's Central Committee meeting scheduled for tomorrow. K.P. Sharma Oli and Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda to present political reports in the meeting in the capacity of party chairpersons. Water bird census begins across Nepal today. More than 63,000 water birds spanning 79 species recorded in 2024. And Israel orders immediate evacuation of two critical hospitals in northern Gaza. Now the news in detail. The Central Committee meeting of the CPN-UML is set to commence on Sunday. Party Chairperson and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli will present the political report in the meeting that will begin at 11 a.m. at the party's central office in Chasal of Lalitpur. Party Vice Chairperson Surendra Pandey said preparations have been made to provide each member with about 3 minutes. At the beginning of the meeting, Chairperson Oli will brief about the latest national political situation. Central members and commission chiefs will also participate in the meeting. The CPN-UML Secretariat meeting on the 18th of December had approved the political report to be presented at the Central Committee meeting. This is the first Central Committee meeting after the government was formed under the leadership of Chairman Oli. Meanwhile, CPN Mao Center's Central Committee meeting is also set to begin tomorrow at 1 p.m. at the party's central office in Paris Dada. Party Vice Chairperson and Spokesperson Agni Prasad Sapkota informed that the political and organizational report to be presented by the Chairperson Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda will be discussed in the meeting. In the beginning of the meeting, Chair Dahal is set to brief about the latest political situation and the floor will be open for discussion. Central Office Secretary Dur Prasad Upadhyay informed that the Standing Committee meeting will be held at 8 a.m. tomorrow to finalize the modality of the Central Committee meeting. A census of water birds started simultaneously at lakes, rivers, pond, water bodies and wetland sites throughout the country today. The census is conducted from the first Saturday in January every year, which will be conducted until the 19th of January this year. Lakshman Prasad Pordal, senior ornithologist with the Nepalese Ornithological Union and Wetlands International Nepal Coordinator for Waterbird Census, said that this survey is being carried out for collecting information on the status of the number, species and habitat of waterbirds. And 63,900 waterbirds of 79 species were recorded at 87 substations, sub-regions in 18 major wetland regions in the waterbird census carried out in the country in 2024. Nepali Congress leader Dr. Shekhar Koirala is addressing the UK Parliament on the 13th of January. According to Koirala's private secretariat, leader Koirala is scheduled to address the UK Parliament amidst a special program. The program would be attended by the Parliamentary Under Secretary of State at Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Office in the UK, Catherine West, Parliamentary Under Secretary of State, Department for Business and Trade, Greg Thomas, as well as other British parliamentarians. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development, Prakash Pant Singh, has stressed the need for amending the constitution with consensus of all. During the meeting with party cadres at Bardibas of Mautari district today, Deputy Prime Minister Singh reminded that the incumbent government was formed with the consensus of amending the constitution. He also pointed out the need of holding enough discussion with all the parties representing in the parliament for constitution amendments. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung has said that the entire cooperative sector has been defamed due to wrongdoings of few cooperatives. Addressing the 14th Annual General Assembly of Sustainable Tourism Cooperatives in Kathmandu today, Minister Gurung said that an ordinance designed to amend some Nepal acts related to cooperatives had been recently issued to operate cooperatives in a systematic way. The communication minister also mentioned that the ordinance had the provision of forming National Cooperative Regulatory Authority to regulate the cooperatives and to make them transparent and effective. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
इन्टरनेट मसाप गर्नुस
डेटा भोइस एसएमएस
सबै यसबाट नै पाउनुस
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The China Film Day is being organized in Kathmandu on the 9th of January in a bid to foster cultural relations between Nepal and China. The first ever China Film Day is being held at Saya Center in Tamil. It has been said that the event aims to strengthen cinematic and cultural ties between the two countries, fostering collaboration in storytelling and film production. Chairman of the Madhesi Commission, Vijay Kumar Dutta, says the judicial committees at local levels need activism and effectiveness to ensure constitutionally guaranteed rights to the citizens. During a training of trainers program organized by the Madhesi Commission in Janakpur Dham today, Chairman Dutta said that the judicial committees should be capable to resolve the disputes surfaced at local levels. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Israeli forces have ordered the immediate evacuation of staff and patients from the two of northern Gaza's most critical hospitals under the threat of attack, the Al Jazeera says. The United Nations pleaded with Israel to halt its attacks on medical facilities in the besieged territory. On Friday, Israeli soldiers are said to have surrounded the Indonesian hospital in Beit Lahia. Similarly, a separate evacuation order is also said to have been issued to the Al Adwa hospital in Jabalia. Healthcare in the Gaza Strip has been pushed to the brink of collapse amid repeated attacks by Israeli forces, including last week's destruction of the Kamal Adwan hospital. Meanwhile, Israel has defended its raids on medical facilities by saying that they are being used by Palestinian armed groups, but the UN has frequently questioned the veracity of the claims. A fire at a market in China's northern province of Hebei has killed at least 8 people and wounded 15. According to Al Jazeera, the blaze at the Liguang market in the Hebei's city of Zhang Zikou broke out at about midday local time on Saturday. The Xinhua News Agency, citing a government official in Shuoxi District, as saying that most of the fire was extinguished 2 hours later. Similarly, state broadcaster CCTV said authorities were investigating the case of the fire. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly, high hilly and mountainous region of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. CPN, UML and CPN Mao Center Central Committee meeting scheduled for tomorrow. KP Sharma Willi and Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda to present political reports in the meeting in the capacity of party chairpersons. Water bird census begins across Nepal today. More than 63,000 water birds spanning 79 species recorded in 2024. And Israel orders immediate evacuation of two critical hospitals in northern Gaza. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.